founded here have good economic potentials, and through these meetings they can find new business opportunities by sharing their capabilities.
But it's not a matter of the money. When you come back to your country and you invest with your own people, that's a blessing that you get in your heart. It doesn't matter how much you make, money you make. It matters that you share it with the people.
Iran, which is currently hit by a new wave of sanctions by the United Nations Security Council, the United States and the European Union over its nuclear energy program, says that sanctions against it are ineffective.
The head of the UN atomic body, the IAEA, has said talks over a deal to swap Iran's low-enriched uranium with nuclear fuel could start soon. Yuki Amano says there have been some positive signals from the countries involved in negotiations over the matter. Iran has already said it is ready to start technical talks over the swap without preconditions. Iran, Turkey and Brazil in May signed a declaration in Tehran on a deal to swap Iran's low-enriched uranium with nuclear fuel. Under the declaration, Iran agreed to swap on Turkish soil. Soon after the trust-building measure, the UN Security Council imposed a fourth round of sanctions against the nation.
A U.S. envoy on nuclear non-proliferation has met with South Korean officials in Seoul. The two sides discussed how to coordinate and outline new sanctions against North Korea. The video does contain flash photography, though.
South Korean officials hosted U.S. Special Advisor for Non-Proliferation and Arms Control Monday as Washington seeks to shore up support for fresh sanctions against North Korea. An international investigation found Pyongyang guilty of sinking a South Korean warship, a charge North Korea has consistently denied. The U.S. has not yet decided on specific measures or organizations it will target for sanctions, but did outline their scope.
The United States will soon adopt and begin implementing new country-specific measures that will provide the United States with additional authorities to target entities engaged in the export or procurement of conventional arms by or for North Korea.
The U.S. envoy also indicated his wish for Beijing's support.
We want China to be a responsible stakeholder in the international system, and that means cooperating with U.N. Security Council resolutions.
The prospect of renewed sanctions against Pyongyang brought criticism from those favoring a more reconciliatory approach.
Discussing sanctions against North Korea is unfair, ineffective, and worsens the situation. So we are here to insist on them stopping sanctions and solving the problem with dialogue and negotiation.
The U.S. non-proliferation delegation is scheduled to visit Beijing later this month. Analysts see China's position as key.
U.S. sanctions against North Korea are for the denuclearization of North Korea, and the financial sanctions are core. But it needs China and the international community's cooperation to be effective. But getting cooperation from China will not be easy now.
The U.S. envoy also discussed pressures on Iran because of its nuclear program. Experts see moves against North Korea serving as leverage in Washington's ongoing disputes with Tehran, specifically as far as China, Iran's main economic partner, is concerned. On May 17th, to show its goodwill, in a deal brokered by Brazil and Turkey, Iran agreed to send 1,200 kilograms of its low-enriched uranium to Turkey in exchange for fuel for the medical research reactor in Tehran. The U.S. and its European allies snubbed the declaration and imposed a fourth round of sanctions against Iran via the UN Security Council.
For the U.S., North Korea's denuclearization is important, but Iran's denuclearization is more important. So the announcement of financial sanctions against North Korea is strategy to pressure China for cooperation on sanctions against Iran.
Pyongyang had indicated its willingness to return to long-stalled denuclearization negotiations, overtures which have been rebuffed by South Korea and the United States. Now facing further sanctions, some analysts forecast far different measures from North Korea than what Washington desires. More so-called provocative behavior, and perhaps another nuclear test. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has announced a four-member panel will probe Israel's deadly attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. Ban has said the panel, to be chaired by former New Zealand Prime Minister Geoffrey Palmer, will begin its work on August the 10th. The UN Secretary General says the panel will submit its first progress report by mid-September. The panel includes an Israeli and a Turk member. Earlier in the day, Israeli ministers said they would cooperate with a UN committee proposed to probe the attack. The Israeli attack took place in international waters, leaving 9 Turkish activists aboard dead.
The head of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, has met with the country's parliament speaker, Nabih Berri. Said Hassan Nasrallah and Berri have talked about the trilateral Lebanese-Syrian-Saudi summit recently held in Beirut. They have expressed hope that the summit would reflect positively on the country in the critical days ahead. The two sides praised what they considered the historic visit by the Emir of Qatar on Saturday to southern Lebanese villages. Nasrallah and Berri also praised the efforts by the Lebanese security forces in uncovering and dismantling several Israeli espionage networks.
Syria says the UN tribunal probing the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Premier Rafiq Hariri has political goals. Foreign Minister Walid Mualem said the international tribunal is not seeking to reveal the truth about the murder. Earlier, Hezbollah leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said he had been informed by the Lebanese Prime Minister that the tribunal would implicate certain Hezbollah members. He rejected the accusations as baseless. The committee is due to give its verdict by the end of this year.
You're watching the news here on Press TV. A quick check of the headlines this hour. Former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan warns of a pause in economic recovery and another possible recession. U.S. President Barack Obama defends the American-led war in Afghanistan despite growing opposition at home and abroad. And the UN launches a probe into Israel's deadly attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla.
Still to come in the next half of the bulletin, right here on Press U, we'll be bringing you more details about Russia's wildfires. Stay tuned. Palestinian Liberation Organization's Executive Committee has called on the Palestinian Authority to avoid entering direct talks with Israel. This unless Palestinian preconditions are met. The video does contain images of flash photography.
Days after the Arab League endorsed direct talks between the PA and the Israelis, PA officials deny that they have abandoned their conditions for holding such talks. The PLO's executive committee discussed on Monday the U.S. requests to engage in direct talks, which halted in 2008 when Israel launched a deadly offensive against the Gaza Strip.
Talks with Israel will not be productive if Netanyahu's government does not address security concerns. They must also stop all settlement activities.
U.S. President Barack Obama is said to have threatened acting PA chief he would remove American support for a new Palestinian state if Mahmoud Abbas does not agree to sit down with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu without preconditions. Mr. Abbas has demanded a settlement freeze and a return to 1967 borders as a precondition of direct talks. The U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell, who has been mediating indirect Israeli-Palestinian discussions since May, is expected to arrive in Ramallah soon to push for direct talks.
The Obama administration might force Israel to stop new settlement projects. There might also be some kind of agreement to revive the International Quartet's decision on March 19th, which seeks an end to the settlement activities. The third scenario might be to hold trilateral talks.
The Hamas movement accused the PA of lying to the Palestinian people about its readiness to enter into direct negotiations. Hamas has always rejected all kinds of talks with Israel.
Meanwhile, the PA has proposed a trilateral meeting next week to set the terms for direct negotiations. If Israel agrees to the meeting, it would be the first US-mediated direct talks with the Palestinian Authority since the Gaza War. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, Ramallah.
Austria's ambassador to the UN says dozens of individuals linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have been removed from the world body's terror list. The European envoy says 10 Taliban members and 35 Al-Qaeda affiliates are no longer on the blacklist. He says the move follows a review of the almost 500 names listed in it. Blacklisted individuals are subject to asset freezes and a travel ban. The delisting follows a request by Afghan President Hamid Karzai to remove the names of some Taliban members, this as part of efforts to promote national reconciliation.
Share prices at Tehran Stock Exchange have hit their all-time highs. Now, the boost comes despite U.S.-sponsored economic sanctions against Iran. Here's more on that.
Main TEPEX index in the Tehran Exchange has gained 1.29% to close at over 16,000 points, a record high for the 43-year-old bourse. The index has now posted an almost 30% jump since March 20th. When it reached over 12,000 points on the last day of the Iranian year. Experts say stocks are boosted by a government decision to sell off nearly 20% of its equity in two major automobile companies. Reports show the positive stock market trend is also due to lower bank interest rates and investments in the construction sector. Attempts to privatize some top banks and companies have also helped keep the market high. The head of the Tehran Stock Exchange says sanctions imposed on Iran have done nothing to dent a boom in the stock market.
After the sanction, we saw that it didn't affect to the indexes of capital market. I think the reason for that is that there are a lot of opportunities in our capital market.
The progress in the Iranian market comes despite the US and EU-backed UN sanctions, which were aimed to harm Iran's economy as well as its defense capabilities. But Iranian military officials say the country is ready to firmly respond to any possible threat to its sovereignty. The Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has announced that Iran has made enormous progress in the field of air defense and is capable of producing an endless number of ballistic missiles. The Iranian Defense Ministry inaugurated production line of a powerful missile defense shield in May, capable of destroying incoming cruise missiles. Since 1992, Iran has begun producing tanks, armored personnel carriers, missiles, and fighter planes. All this despite years of Western-imposed sanctions.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has declared a state of emergency in seven regions affected by the worst summer wildfires in a century. The decree allows local authorities to restrict public access to certain areas. It also allows authorities to call on the armed forces to put out and prevent blazes. Firefighters still continue to battle the devastating wildfires. At least 40 people have been killed in 5 days of blazes. Over 1,000 houses have also been destroyed, leaving many homeless. The Russian public has criticized authorities for being slow in fighting the fires, but the authorities insist they have the situation under control.
A fire has engulfed a nursing home in South Africa, leaving 18 people dead. The blaze erupted at a home for the elderly near Johannesburg late on Sunday. Dozens of residents were rescued by more than 300 people who helped fight the flames. Several people suffered serious burns and were taken to hospital. Meanwhile, scores of others were treated for smoke inhalation at the scene. Police are still looking for clues about the cause of the blaze.
And that was the very latest headlines here on Press TV News. Do log on to our website, though, presstv.com, for the latest on all our stories. That's presstv.com.
Well, another win for Iran in the Asian Men's Volleyball Cup. Sheena will be here with all the details in sports.